Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive on KFH.
Dear Angie, from Bad Things to the music soundtrack from The Magic Christian from 1970. All right, the World Series begins tomorrow night in Arlington, Texas. First of all, I just want to say that that ballpark in Arlington may be a great venue to be in person. It's a horrible venue on television. Dark.
Yeah, nothing too exciting about it.
That dark green does not play well on TV. It just doesn't look. It's depressing.
Yeah, I think they should have used San Diego. But I guess since San Diego was in the postseason, that
well, it's like feasible. Nobody from MLB took a look at how this looks on television before they made this decision.
I get it. I saw that early in the regular season when I check in on a Rangers game. Not that I had sat and watched, but I noticed that too when Texas was playing. Just a dreary looking stadium.
Not good. Tampa Bay going with Tyler Glasnow in game one, Blake Snell in game two. The Dodgers countering with Clayton Kershaw, who has obviously had his moments where it didn't go very well in the World Series. So what do you think?
Well, that's your guy, not necessarily the ace of this particular staff, but it's Clayton Kershaw. And for all of his ups and downs, peaks and valleys in the postseason, if he's on regular rest and he's basically your only starter on regular rest, you're not going to shy away from using him. So you have to go with Kershaw in game one.
Well, I understand that. And he's had his moments where he's pitched very well in the World Series. Against Houston, game one, 2017, seven innings, three hits, one run, 11 strikeouts, no walks. Came in relief in game seven. Now, they lost that game, but he pitched well. But his performance in the 2018 World Series against Boston weren't very good. So overall, in the World Series, Clayton Kershaw has pitched 15 and two-thirds innings against in 2017, 11 innings in 2018, 26 and two-third innings overall, giving up 16 earned runs in those 26 and two-third innings.
Not great, but if you get him out after five, which should be the goal, I think you saw Julio Urias go three innings last night. The Dodgers have those type of guys that have been starters and they're using in the bullpen now that can give you multiple innings. You have Joe Kelly back there.
Ah, Gratterall's the guy. Is that his name?
Yes. I believe they were talking about him maybe having some limitations. He did pitch yesterday, though, right?
They used a bunch of guys out of their bullpen yesterday, including Urias, for three innings. So I don't know how available he'll be for game one. And Glasnow is a marvelous talent, as is Blake Snell. We'll see.
Seems like, yeah, the Dodgers are just kind of piecing it together. They have really good starters, but after Kershaw and Buehler, I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody, it seems like their starters are all being used in various roles. You have Dustin May, kind of as an opener or bullpen guy. Gonsolin has been the same story. Am I missing a starter for them?
What's that?
And Urias. Urias has been a starter.
Well, he started some games, yes.
But in the regular season, he was a starter. So they're using these guys in all kinds of different roles, and it's sort of innovative. That's kind of the direction baseball's going, but
you missed You missed Walker Buehler, who's...
I said him.
You sure about that?
Yeah. After Kershaw and Buehler, they don't have that next starter that you know will give you five or six innings.
But they have a lineup that's really hard to pitch to. Mookie Betts, the home run that Bellinger hit. Am I a Bellinger guy? I don't know. Now, plus, they made some incredible catches in the outfield. Bellinger made one. Mookie Betts made three or four.
Yeah, the play he made on Saturday was just ridiculous. Yesterday's was great, great too, but he was going to get over that wall regardless. I don't think the degree of difficulty was as high as the catch he made on Saturday.
Rays obviously never won a World Series. Dodgers have not won one since 1988. I'd say Dodgers in six. I think Tampa will figure out a way to win two because they're resourceful and manage very well, and they have the hottest hitter on the planet in Randy Arozarena.
Well, and Seager.
Seager's not as hot. Seager's hot. This kid, Arozarena, a year ago.
But you didn't have him last year, though, right? Didn't you trade him after the
season?
You
traded him in January.
Of this year?
Yes.
Really?
Or December.
Sure?
It was in basketball season because I was covering a Shocker game, and this trade happened as we were getting ready to do a show.
I thought it was before
last
season.
Trust me on this. Don't do that. I hate it when you try to imply that I'm losing my mind.
I guarantee you
that it happened on the night of a Shocker basketball game. In fact, it happened in the afternoon. Because we were getting ready to do a show at Coke Arena, and I came to you and I said, we got this really good prospect pitcher, and all we had to give up was Jose Martinez, and I'm a little worried about this Arozarena kid that we traded.
He did play for the Cardinals last year.
I'm a little worried about that, and turns out I should have been a lot more than a little worried.
January 9th.
Thank you. What did I say?
You said December or January. Now I need to go see if there's a Shocker game.
Why do you want to test me
I'm
on
not
everything?
I'm testing you. I'm curious now. There's no test involved. I just want to know.
Well, if I said it, why would you doubt it?
I don't doubt it. I just want to see for myself. There's no.
In fact, I'll say this. I think they played. They didn't play. Oh my goodness! It was a big game. It was a big Shocker game that night.
Well. I got bad news for you. They played home against Memphis.
That was a
January
big game.
January 9th.
Thank you.
I didn't
Everything
doubt
about that, I'm right on.
I didn't doubt you.
You just said I got bad news for you.
I know. I tried to trick you. I guess it didn't work. That was a Thursday evening. Shockers beat Memphis in a very important game, 76-67.
And a fun game.
Yes, it was.
And... that's the day that Randy Arozarena got traded.
Correct.
I live for baseball. You know that, right? And everything the Cardinals do is etched in my memory.
Yes.
For years to come, hopefully.
Yeah, doesn't look like a great trade for the Cardinals.
But you don't know about Matthew Liberatore.
I understand.
He's 20 years old and... highly regarded.
But you had all these outfielders, and it looks like you picked the wrong ones.
May have. Doesn't look like it. I'd say we did pick the wrong one. So, yeah, I'm not thrilled about it.
You still have Carlson and some other, but I don't know.
Carlson will be a very good player. If this left-handed pitcher we got in this Arozarena trade pans out, then it's a more palatable deal. Right now it's not palatable at all. Because we haven't had a single look at Matthew Liberatore.
Did Arozarena, was he a power prospect?
He's a guy that hit everywhere. He's not a guy you looked at as a 35 home run guy, but he had power in the minor leagues, and now he might be a 35 home run guy. Who knows?
It seems like a lot.
I mean, all bets are off when it comes to this kid.
Well, he's certainly burst onto the national stage. I'm excited to see if he can keep it going in the World Series against arguably probably the best team in.
Well, he's hit every pitcher they've thrown out there.
I understand.
Get him out.
This is an even bigger stage. They have beaten now. I don't remember their first round opponent, but since then Yankees, Astros,
right,
which is pretty impressive. Who did they beat in the first round?
That's a great question. Why don't you know the answer to that?
Who was the 8th seed?
I don't know.
It wasn't the White Sox, and it wasn't the Twins.
Weren't the Astros the 8th seed?
No, they were like 6 or 7.
They had a losing record.
No, it was every first and second place team made it. So they were the worst second place team, and they were the 6th seed. Oh, the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they beat the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
They didn't lose a game to them. They won it in 2. All right, let's get a break. We'll talk with Troy Black, high school football coach from Wichita Collegiate. They are undefeated, and they play undefeated Andale Friday night at Collegiate in what looks to be the game of the week in high school football. We look forward to talking to Troy next. Bob and Jeff, The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.